Great to see you here today. The sun's even come out to come with us. So today we're going to be talking about love one another. If you haven't already got a goodie bag, you will need it, so make sure you get one from the door. Everyone got one? In that case, it's time to sing. Today, we're going to talk about love one another. When I was at a commissioning service in Brisbane recently for a friend, the bishop told a story and it reminded me, it was totally pertinent to today, so I'll tell it to you. Once upon a time, a parish, after a long interregnum, got a new priest who was reputed to be a really great preacher. And the first day after the commissioning service, he got up at the lectern and he looked out at the sea of expectant faces and said, "Love one another." Then he sat down. The people all went, "I thought he was supposed to be a great preacher. What's this all about?" "Oh, well, it's probably nerves. The first week after, not being here before, so he'll probably need to have a bit of time to settle in. We'll give him till next week." Okay. So they didn't say anything to him. After that, the next Sunday, they sat there expectantly waiting. The minister went to the lectern, looked out at the expectant congregation and said, "Love one another." And then he sat down. They went, "Oh, I think we're going to have to say something to him. We'll give him one more chance. Next week, unless he gives a better sermon than that, we'll speak to him." The church warden said, okay, they would. So the next week, I think you know what's going to happen. The minister got up, went to the lectern, looked out at the somewhat worried and rather expectant faces and said, "Love one another," and then he sat down. At morning tea, the wardens took a deep breath and took him aside and said, "Look, what's this all about? You're supposed to be a really great preacher, and so far we've only heard you say three words, love one another." And the minister looked back at them and said, Yes, that's correct. When you get that, I'll go on. So this is not the end of the service. We're just at the beginning, but that's to set the scene, all right? Love one another. The Bible talks about all sorts of different types of love. There's some that are written up there. The unfailing love of God. The love of God called philo, not pastry, sorry, Andrew, is the brotherly love. The sort of, like, Harriet, hop up. This sort of love. Oh, no. This sort of love. Arm around the shoulder. That's it. All right. Good. Thank you. Good demonstration. What else have we got? Storge is the sort of love you have for your family. The sort of love that's only there in your family. You love it. You might love everybody, but you love your mum, you love your dad, you love your kids, and that's what that one's all about. Eros down there is the Hollywood one made famous. The, oh, so lovely love. Do you like that? Oh, so lovely love. Do it again. Oh. All right. So the Hollywood made famous love, the erotic love, if you like. Affection, well, we know what that is. But how about agape? That's the special love that God has, the spiritual love, where God loves all of his children and we should love God that way. That really, it's not a, it's more than the love we have for our family, it's more than the love we have for our friends. It's that special, never-ending, unfailing, love through all circumstances sort of love. The love with which God loves us. And that's what God wants us. How God, like that, Ollie, yeah, just like that. Couldn't have said it better myself. So that's the sort of love that God wants us to love each other with. Thank you, Nigel. Here we've got some more examples. There we've got the Eros sort of love. There we've got the, whoops, where are we? That's the philo sort of love, the loving your friends. There's nothing there about loving pizza. I really love pizza, but there's no special love for pizza. There's a good caring love, the caring love that someone can give someone something that they like, that they want. Give me pizza, for example. Chocolate's another good one. Wine's another good one. Okay, lots of things. There's the storge, the family love, and here is the very special love of God, that agape love of God. That, Okay, if I can make it go, I'll be a really happy girl. I'll love it. Okay, so the Bible reading. A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 13. And this is what Jesus was saying to his friends. A new commandment I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So Jesus said he loved us in a certain way. And this is how we must love other people. He didn't just say, go out and love other people. He said, watch me, do what I do. I'll show you what to do. And that's the amazing thing about Jesus, one of the many amazing things about Jesus, is he showed us what he wants us to do and lived it out as an example. So we can do that too. See what comes next. The next thing, I've lost my clicker, which doesn't work anyway except when it feels like it or when Nigel's holding it. Thank you. So, in your goodie bags, which I've put down here, in your goodie bags, you will find a large love heart, and 3 small love hearts. That is small, isn't it? 3 small ones and 1 big one. You'll need all of those, and you'll need the string. What you're going to make is truly amazing. I prepared one earlier. What you're going to make is a beautiful hanging thing. Okay? On the big heart, using the pen in your goodie bag, I want you to write love one another. You'll remember this by the end of the church today. And on the little hearts, on each of the little hearts, I want you to write a word, one word, and I've put some suggestions up on the screen, that you could put something you could do. So it's an action word, mostly. Something you could do to show that you love one another. Okay, so I've written on mine, trust, patience, which isn't a doing word, but never mind, it's what I have to show, and listen. They're 3 things that I think will help me to love one another, to love other people. So, on the big heart, write love one another. Some of them are very dark on one side, so turn it over and write it on the other side. And on the little ones, 3 different words. Oh, well done. You can keep working on it later on in the service. That's good. What are some of the ones that you've chosen, I wonder? We'll have a look at them later on. Okay, let us affirm our trust in God's mercy, remembering the times when we haven't acted out of love for one another, and confess that we need forgiveness. No, that went backwards. Lord God, you created this world and made us in your own image. Forgive us when we turn away from you. Lord God, through your Son, you overcame evil and death. Rescue us from slavery to sin. Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, you restore us to fellowship with you and with one another. Breathe your love and freedom into our lives.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in life eternal.
Amen. Okay, this is a new song, but it's a really good one, and it's right on the theme for today.
Love one another, just as I have loved you. Love one another in everything you do. In this love you show each other, everyone will see. You are my people, living life with me. A life of love. I have loved you the way that my God has loved me. If you do what I say, you will stay close to me. So love one another, just as I have loved you. Love one another in everything you do. This love you show each other, everyone will see. You are my people, living life with me. A life of love. If your joy is in me, and my joy is in you,
then my friends you will see. I shall give life anew, so
love one another, just as I have loved you. Love one another in everything you do. In this love you show each other, everyone will see. You are my people, living life with me, a life of love, a life of love, a life of love.
In your goodie bags, you will find a little hand. If you haven't got a little hand, put up your big hand. A little hand. This little hand is to remind us that we need to live out the love. We need to share Jesus' love, the way he loved us, with the whole world. Now, it might be very difficult for us without having a world-class YouTube video to get the attention of the whole world, but you can get the attention of somebody. Maybe it's somebody at school, maybe it's somebody at work, maybe it's someone you meet at the shops, someone in the street. You can live out Jesus' love by loving that person with the love of God, that special agape love of God. So, what I want you to do with your hand, I have a poster over here. It's got a bit wet when I brought it in from the car, but nonetheless, it's pretty boring at the moment. It's just a love heart drawn on paper. Well, until we do something, our love for other people is a bit like that. Until we do something with the love, and that's what we're going to do. Roz and Nicole, I wonder if you could come down here and get armed with glue sticks. And everybody else can come down and stick their love heart onto the hand. Stick their hand onto the paper, but not your big hand, just your small one. Not your big hand, just your small one. Okay?
Do we write our names on
it? You can write your name on it if you like. So just stick the thing on there. And just put the glue on the paper. So bring your hands down the front, and Nicole and Roz are getting a bit stuck up down here. So you can put your name on it if you like, but you don't have to if you don't want to. Cover that love heart full of hearts so that it will look a bit like this one. The option was to get you to make a handprint with paint, but I thought that was probably a bit dangerous for the chairs. Well, that looks a bit more like it. There's a church doing something. Hey, thank you, ladies. Thank you, everybody. I'll put this up, trusting that the blue tack is strong enough. There you go. There's still room for a few more hands on there, so that's really great. So just to remember that love is a word that you can do. Love is a doing word. Love is a verb. Go out and do it.
So let us share a statement of belief. Let's stand. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, please sit down, but before you sit down, you need to shift into different groups. Get yourself into a group because you need to bring your goodie bag with you. You found a group, that's excellent. You can work in it together in a group if you want to. What you'll need to do is take your goodie bag with you because there's a piece of paper in it and a pen. What your group is going to do is write some prayers for the world that God loves. So go and find a group. There's a group at the back that doesn't have any young people in it. Think, okay, everybody, let's be nice and quiet now, and we'll enter into a time of prayer and speak into the microphone that Liam pokes under your noses. So let's all be still and enter a time of prayer now.
Father, we pray for the people who are freezing cold and have no blankets. We pray for those suffering from slavery, lonely, and hungry. Help us to help them.
Lord of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Lord, thank you for your wonderful creation of this world. May we always take care of our environment. Let us all learn to help each other to love your world and care for it and each other.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Bear with me for a second, I got seven. Thank you for love, grace, humility, understanding, acceptance, and acceptance for all of your creations. Bring peace to our world through care and understanding. Thank you for that wonderful agape love that you surround us with. It is like the best warm hug that is always available to us. Dear God, thank you for teaching us how to love like you love us. Help us always love you and all mankind. Thank you for showing us how to love unconditionally. Help us to listen and care for each other. Thank you for food, water, and fun.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, bless our new government with godly wisdom and help our elected members to respect and love one another.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Dear Father, we ask that you will always keep us in your care. Amen.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Another one.
Dear God, Heavenly Creator, we love you with our whole hearts and we thank you for the joy that comes from loving one another. We pray for opportunities in our day to show your love to those around us. Oh God, we will always love you.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Dear Lord, help me to see who needs my help that I can show love to so I can reach out to them.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Up at the back, Liam, there's some.
Help us, Jesus, to love one another as you have loved us, being ready to give our all for each other.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Dear God, we pray for the people who are in trouble. Help them to not be scared and to trust God to fix it.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Are there any groups that haven't had a turn yet? Oh, there's a group over there too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Lord, we pray that you guide the leaders for prayers answered and for miracles to happen and the lost to be saved.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Loving Father, we ask you to be with those who feel lonely, uncared for, and let them feel your presence and that you are loved by, that they are loved by you.
God of love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Has everyone, every group had a go? Thank you. All right, we'll just close in a group prayer. Loving God, we thank you that we can share your love with other people who we encounter every day. Thank you that you call us to be just the people that we are, who we are, who you love. We don't need special qualifications to do it. Just help us, Lord, to go out and share your love like you showed us. We ask these things through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today your daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let's stand for the greeting of peace. So the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We are the body of Christ.
And
the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace.
Please return to your places for our next song, which is The Summons.
Will you use the faith you find?
Creation, through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. So the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine and pray that we who receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, according to our Saviour's word, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body and blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith in your hearts to feed on Christ with thanksgiving. Amen. Loving God, thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food. Thank you for your goodness and love. May we go from this place in the power of the Holy Spirit to live and work to God's praise and glory. Amen. So let's hold our arms out to receive from the Lord the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. And let's have a good old Beatles song to finish with.
There's nothing you can do that can be done.
serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.